This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Outside State Department headquarters in Washington, a show of support from former State Department workers to fired employees as they walked out of the building.
I hope that their firing, which I consider illegal, is going to be somehow retracted.
More than 1,300 people losing their jobs at State Friday. More fallout over the Jeffrey Epstein investigation. Sources tell ABC News that Deputy FBI Director Dan Bongino has told allies he might resign over the DOJ's handling of the case. In Kerrville, Texas, Friday night, mourners gathering for a vigil for those lost in the July 4th flood. The death toll rising to 129 people. At least 166 are missing. A preliminary report into the Air India crash last month, which left 260 people dead, concluding the fuel to the airplane's engines was shut off by cockpit switches seconds after takeoff. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Tony Evers says it will still be a couple of weeks before he announces whether he'll run for re-election during a stop in Seymour Thursday. Wisconsin's two-term Democratic governor said he's still making personal considerations.
I've run for office, counting state superintendent. That's 1, 2, 3 times, 3 4-year terms there, 2 here, that's 5. That's a lot of time.
The primary election is still 13 months away, but 2 Republicans are already running. Global Agribusiness, CHS, has notified the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development of the permanent closure of its Superior Terminal facility, effective August 31st. UW-Madison dials back DEI. Chancellor Jennifer Mnuchin, in a message this week, said the UW will sunset its Division of Diversity, Equity, and Educational Achievement. Wisconsin Radio Network.
City weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. This afternoon, we'll see mostly sunny skies and a high near 82. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 61. Sunshine with a high near 83 on Sunday. A touch warmer Monday, sunshine with a high near 88. Chance of a storm Tuesday and 88. For the best barbecue all summer long, Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, grandpasbbqshop.com.
It's 67 right now.
Thank you. No, radio's not dead. But a lot of other stations sure smell that way. We're your fresh choice. 99.7 Max FM. Seven Max FM.
You know what I mean? Body talk.
Maximum hits for Portage. 99.7 Max FM.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they'd just fall off. But I still wake up, I still see a gospel. Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for. Oh, what do I stand for? What do I stand for? Most nights I don't know anymore.
She call off, man. I look into my nephew's eyes. Man, you wouldn't believe the most amazing things that can come from some terrible.
If you have a pool at your house, it's amazing this time of year the people you attract. Neighbors you never knew. But when you have a pool party, they all seem to come by. And that's what we'll do on this weekend's playlist on Retro Pop Reunion. How's it going? Joe Cortez with 4 hours of 80s and 90s and lots of extra pool party songs from the video music era. Also, this week in the summer of 86, two people named Madonna and Maverick. What do they have in common? And the 90s Kids Summer. It's an online trend we'll tell you about. Can you get them off a digital detox and get them in the kiddie pool just to chill? All ahead on this week's Retro Pop Reunion. The biggest hits of the video music era. Right here on 99.7 Max FM.
The Miz is headed to the All-Star Game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski has been selected to pitch in the All-Star Game Tuesday night at 23 and just 5 starts, The Miz setting an All-Star record for earliest career appearance. I asked him, how did his teammates react?
They were all thrilled about it and they're happy for me. But yeah, no, it's been the world for the guys to be around me and support me how they have. It's been awesome.
Brewers pitcher D.L. Hall.
Incredible. I mean, I think we all know, you know, he's worthy of it. The kid's stuff is unbelievable. It's fun to watch. And like Murph said, it's super exciting and it's good for baseball. So we're also super happy for him.
The Brewers went on to beat the Nationals 8-3. The two teams play again today. Brandon Woodruff gets the start. NBA, the Bucks introduced center Miles Turner to the media. The Bucks facing the Cavaliers today in summer league action in Las Vegas. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. This afternoon, we'll see mostly sunny skies and a high near 82. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 61. Sunshine with a high near 83 on Sunday. A touch warmer Monday, sunshine with a high near 88. Chance of a storm Tuesday and 88. For the best barbecue all summer long, Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, grandpasbbqshop.com.
It's 67 right now.
99.7
In the middle of another 50-minute music hour.
Just good song after good song.
On 99.7 Max FM.
To you.
Control, so Maximum hits. 99.7 Max FM.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Beyond this illusion, I was soaring ever higher. Don't you cry no more.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.